Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
I am always light. You are the water. I am always I. You are the fire that burns. Oh. When I am a long light, you are the sunrise. When I am a you are the river that turns to find me. Yeah. What am I done to deserve love like this? Yeah. What am I done to deserve?
Sing this song again. Let me bring the message so that we can go back to the song. Thank you so much, music team. Can you help me love these people like I love them? Music team, I'm crazy about you. We're going to have a good time. Something good is going to happen to you today. Have you said that to you today? I've said it to myself more than 10 times today. So say with me, want to go. Look at, you don't even have the excitement of who, someone that something good is going to happen. Have you lost your joy? Pastor Ben will preach and say some of us have lost our laughing machine is now so rusty. Some of us, our expectation machine has shut down. Coronavirus attacked it. Oh yeah, let's go again. Want to go with all the expectation. Something good is... No, your faith is not there. Your faith is not there. Your faith is not. One, two, go. Something good is going to happen to me today. Hallelujah. Okay, so we stopped somewhere on Sunday. What I'm doing today is the keys to overcoming life. We're still on the series Abundant Based Living and Thinking. That's our series we started on June. We started in June. We're still on it now. Because in Firm Foundation, we're looking at the inner wall before the outer wall. We're looking at the inner wall. So whatever we're doing, we're saying if we can change the beliefs, it will affect every other area. If you take an elephant and tie an elephant to this chair in church or to these two, for the purpose of illustration, if the camera can beam to any of the chairs, if you take an elephant or a lion and tie an elephant or a lion to this chair, and the elephant and the lion tries to free himself, after some time, the chain will leave his hands and enter his mind and becomes a vision. And all the time, you live up to the vision you carry on the inside. That's why God said, I made man in my image. God put his image inside you so they can live up to it. And that's why the Bible said, nothing they imagined to do will ever be withheld from them. So whatever you see on the inside is what you have on the outside. So the abundance is not just having something in your hands. If you have it in your hands, you don't have it in your heart. It's just a matter of time. Your hands will catch up with your heart. So, but for our conversation this evening or this afternoon, while you remember we have combined service on the first day of the week, Pastor will be back before then. Let's look at this redemption that Christ has for us. How does it work? How do we make it work in our everyday life? Waking up in the morning after your prayers, you have all the things in your prayers, you have the excitement, you have the joy, you have the expectation. You cure for desert places, come. There are so many prophecies that come. How do you now make those things to become practical in your life? So let's take one scripture. Identification, part 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. What have I done to deserve love like this? If you remember, on the first of the week, I was chasing Jesus obtained eternal redemption for us. And I was also chasing, how do we make that practical in our lives? That's the same thing I'm chasing today. The promises of God for abundance, for in redemption, how do we make it happen? 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. For God, New King James. For God made Christ who never sinned, okay, to be an offering for our sin, okay. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Okay, so let's play that illustration again. Mr. Ogre, come. Why is that sweet lady? Come. Okay, here's Mr. Ogre, who knew no sin. He's wearing white. He doesn't know any sin. Come this way, my darling. Mr. Ogre doesn't know any sin. He doesn't know anything bad. And anywhere sin is, the Bible says the eyes of God are so holy that they cannot behold sin. Do you know why God judged Jesus on the cross? When you saw on the cross was the judgment of God. God's eyes are so holy that they cannot behold sin. The Bible said God is angry with the sinner every day. So when God looked at Jesus on the cross, he judged him. But it wasn't Jesus that was supposed to be judged. I owed a debt I couldn't pay. It was growing every day, and Jesus paid it for me. What Jesus just simply means instead is, oh yeah, you take my righteousness. Come. I will take your sin. So Jesus collected the nature called sin and gave you the nature called righteousness. The moment he swapped this, when the anger of God came, the anger of God came on Jesus. I thought you would say amen.
Amen.
I need your perception. You have to use this. You need to apprehend this. Apprehend means it has to change your perception. Pastor Derek was closing the service on the first day of the week and said something. Where is Pastor Charles? He's not here. Pastor Derek was preaching on Sunday and he said, I see perception change. When he said that, he wasn't in my prayers when I was praying to come for the service. I was praying to God that the people will apprehend. Apprehend means that you become aware and your perception will change when it has to do with the things that Jesus did for you. These are the works of Jesus. You're supposed to be the one that is judged. He took your nature, the nature of sin, and gave you the nature of the Father. The moment God saw the nature of the Father on Jesus, he judged him. The moment he was judged, you became what he was so that you can become, so that he will become what you are. And what is that? A nature of righteousness. So you don't need to struggle to be righteous. You live out your righteousness. Thank you so much. So the question becomes, how are you going to make these things practical? There are many believers that have sin problems. There are many believers that are battling with the works of the flesh, battling with pride, battling with, you know, the works of the flesh, battling with gossiping, battling with you name it. The works of the flesh are plain. Can you give me those works of the flesh? You're battling with lust. You have battled with it. You gave your life to Christ in 1991. And from 1991 till today, you are still battling with lust. And then you're telling yourself, ah, but I thought I'm born again. Yes, you're born again. What are you dealing with? Is it that you have born again? Please, I want you to listen. The nature you received is in your spirit, but the conditioning of your body is still there. The mind is still not renewed. So based on these things, how your body has been programmed for the last 21 days is what your body is dealing with. But what you have on your inside is the nature of righteousness. How do you make it practical in your life that the nature of righteousness will dominate how you do everything? Number one, I told you on Sunday, that's where we're continuing from. Renewing your mind. And how do you renew your mind? I told you. This is how to make this thing real in everyday life. Take the word of God. How do you make it work? I told you that. Meditation. Meditation. What is meditation? What is meditation? FDA. What is meditation? My simple way of explaining meditation to you. Yeah? Focused attention. Okay, that big English focused attention. Let's break it down. How do we break it down further? How do we break down focused attention? Look at what happened. Jacob was looking at an animal. And he was looking at the animal and seeing what the animal is supposed to be, not what the animal is. Do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand? That seeing what the animal is in his heart is what turned the animal into that thing Jacob was saying. So which means the vision you cast in your mind about yourself is what you live up to. That is meditation. If you're going to meditate that you are a new nature, you start from the end. The end is I am a new nature. So you see yourself in a supermarket and you're about to buy something. So you have to take real issues. Maybe you're a mother, you're going to shop in a supermarket, and in that supermarket that morning, you imagine that there are about many people and you have to stand in the line. You see yourself walking in patience. You see yourself in that image. Abraham could not have a child. How did he make it practical in his life? God said, Abraham, come, look at the stars. He said, each star you see each star as a child. In other words, take the vision, create it in your mind. That's what brings it in your life. Take the vision of you are battling with infertility. Take the vision of children. Put it in your mind. Listen, until when you think about infertility, when infertility crosses your mind, it doesn't come with that fear. When the original issue comes to your mind, it doesn't come with all the fears. Instead, you see it from the path of blessing. That is meditation. I will encourage you. Two of my children went back to FDA. I will encourage you. FDA is not foundation school. Is a development course. Go back. They taught you 5 ways of taking the word of God and put it in your mind. I've talked about meditation today. There are other studying, Bible reading. That's why in this church, every month there is a Bible reading plan. Why are we trying to? We want you to apprehend it. We want you to become aware. We want your perception to shift on these things. The second one is by confessing. We dealt with it on Sunday. The third one is by acting. And so today we are looking at that nature, that righteousness nature. Do you know there are many theories about living a holy life today? People say if you want to live holy, you need to die to self. If you want to live a holy life, you need to crucify the old man. But the old man died as at the time when we gave our lives to Christ. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When we gave our lives to Christ, the old man died there and there. So if you're crucifying the old man, what are you really crucifying? You can't kill something that's already dead. They said the reason why many believers are still battling with sin problems is because they haven't died to the old man. The old man wasn't renovated. The old man was taken, completely taken out, killed. So there is nothing to crucify. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. If something has passed away, is it that we resurrect it again and kill it again, and each time you sin, you resurrected it and you killed it? No. The problem is not the old man. The problem is not dying to the old man. The problem is our bodies have been conditioned to be operating in a certain way for a very long time. Our minds have been renewed in a certain way. Let me tell you something. When I say renewed in a certain way, what I mean is this. Listen carefully. I have told you a story where I went to a hotel in Abuja as a very young teenager, and I saw a buffet, and I had a privilege to eat. What did I do? My mind has been renewed to poverty, that poverty was more real to me than prosperity. So when I saw food, the people who were used to prosperity, they would take one, come and sit down. When they finish, they go and take again. When they finish, they go and take again. But my mind has been renewed to scarcity. When it has to do with scarcity, I am conscious. So when it was my time to take, I took all at the same time, whether I can eat it or not, because poverty, scarcity was more real to me than abundance. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The same way, before you gave your life to Christ, if you have been conditioned to lust, that whenever you stay with a woman in a room, the natural conditioning of your body is to go for her body. That's what you know. That's how you express love. Young people have asked me that if I have said that they shouldn't sleep with their girlfriends, how would they not be showing love? He said, if we can't touch, we can't kiss, we can't do all the lovey-dovey, how are we going to show love? Why? Their body has been conditioned that the only way to show love is to do bad stuff. The same way the word pleasure. Many young people believe that the best way you receive pleasure is it has to be sinful. If it's not sinful, it's not pleasurable. It's the condition of the body and the unrenewed mind. It's not your spirit that has a problem. So, what do you need to do to solve this problem? You need to understand what Christ has done for you. And I'm going to take time and explain them one after another. You need to understand it. Just like Pastor Derek said, I saw that perception shifted. Your perception, you need to apprehend it. The vision has to be cast in your heart. Marosh kabalababada. That when you see sickness in your body, the renewed mind says, by his, in as much as you're seeing sickness. But there is something that still says, by his stripes I am healed. You need to understand that what Jesus did for you was real. One. The second one is, you need to now grow your faith in what Jesus has done. So we're going to look at four different ways of looking at what Jesus has done. The first one is identification. Four different ways of looking at what Jesus has done. The first one is identification. What is identification? Identification simply means to recognize that you are the same with someone. That's identification. To recognize that you are the same with someone is identification. My darling, come. Pastor Blessing. Pastor Blessing looking so sweet today. If Pastor Blessing sees herself
are same with me. Do you know her behaviors towards herself will change? When Jesus died, the first thing he did was that he made us identical with himself. What he experienced, we experienced. That's what identification means. To be identical with someone. Thank you, Jesus. To recognize that you are the same with Jesus. So, God recognizes us as the same with his son. So, what word, what phrase expresses identification? For instance, we were crucified with Christ. For instance, we died with Christ. We were buried with Christ. We were made alive with Christ. We were raised with Christ. We were enthroned with Christ. We were manifested with Christ. All these things speaks of our unity with Jesus. So when Jesus was crucified, I was the one that was, we were crucified together. When Jesus was buried, we were buried together. When Jesus rose, we rose together. When he was seated at the right hand of the Father, we were seated together. So which means, each time you see yourself, you should have this in your imagination, that you're sitting down here, that by your right side is Jesus. By Jesus' right side is Father God. By Father God's right side is the Holy Spirit. Let me show you how your mind is supposed to work. Please give me about 4 chairs. Give me about 4 chairs. We are identified with Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you, Natanya. Camera, please, Nat, take out this one. What's the color of this chair? What's the color of this chair? What's the color of this chair? What is the difference between these two chairs? Camera, zoom on the chair. What is the difference between these two chairs? Talk to me. This is what it means, identification. What's the difference between you and Jesus? No difference. So when Jesus was crucified, two of you were crucified. When he resurrected, two of you resurrected. The problem is not the teaching. The problem is you apprehending the teaching. Going back to say, how is that possible? I wasn't there on that day, but this is what happened. Now listen, so this is how you're supposed to see yourself. Pastor D, come. Can I get 4 people? Pastor, come. Today is Pastor Derek's birthday. Now, this is Father God. This is the Holy Spirit. Come to me. This is Jesus. And now the Bible says you are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Where are you sitting? Are you sitting on the floor? Sit down. Cameraman, you have to walk today. Are you sitting on the floor? Are you sure? Are you sitting on bare ground? Where are you sitting? Come. You are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. With God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. What did you do to sit with Jesus? You were identified. So when the person you were identified with sat, you sat with him. Now, how do we get this to become your mindset? That time when you put your hands in your pocket, the reality is there is no money. That's the reality. That is man's reality. But God's reality is that you are seated with the most important person on earth. The moment this renews your mind, your pocket will never be empty. Ideas will flow continuously to bring you to sources because you're sitting down with the richest man in the entire universe. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So this is the first way of looking at what Jesus has done for you. The second way of looking at what Jesus has done for you is the fact, we're still going to do another version. So let's finish this in case we don't have time. He dealt with Jesus as if Jesus was every sinner. Not you and two of you are going to call. And then dealt with every sinner as if every sinner was Jesus. Everything sinners deserved. Come and take this again. We're going to do a lot of illustration. I want you to understand the teaching, not how long the teaching lasts. Bring two chairs again. Bring two chairs. Don't miss any Wednesday. Don't miss any Wednesday. Don't miss anyone. And when you finish, buy the message and listen to it again. Nat, come. Twins. Twins, come. This is sinner. Sinner is supposed to sit on the floor. That is what a sinner deserves. He's supposed to lie on the floor. That is what a sinner deserves. Are you understanding what I'm saying? A sinner is supposed to have his head beating all the time. That is what a sinner is supposed to lie on the floor in the state of poverty, in the state of nothing, in the state of uselessness. The son is supposed to be seated here and treated as a king with all the resources of a king. This is the son. This is the sinner. This is you on the floor. This is Jesus on the chair. Identification means that God treated the sinner. Jesus, go and lie down on the floor. He gave Jesus what you deserve. Now, stand up. And gave you what Jesus deserves. He dealt with Jesus as if Jesus was every sinner. And dealt with every sinner as if every sinner was Jesus. If you can comprehend this and it shifts your mindset, that is Christianity. This is why Paul's message was different from every other person's message. Paul was now telling you what Jesus came to do and how it affected your life. This is what identification is. Everybody pray in the Holy Spirit. People are still going to stay with me. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Ask the Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes, Lord. We want to pray your heart out. Lord, this thing that is being taught, let it catch up with my heart. In the precious name of Jesus. The second way of looking at what Jesus did, don't two of you don't go. The second way of looking at what Jesus did is by substitution. The first way is identification. The second way is substitution. What happened in substitution? Listen, come again, come. This person is supposed to die. Jesus died in his place. Many of you did mathematics, substitution. He substituted. This person, Jesus took, they swapped places. They swapped places. So what Jesus is supposed to get, he gave you. What you're supposed to get, the Father gave Jesus. That's why I'm singing that song. What have I done to deserve love like this? Just imagine, I heard a story of about a particular politician that was meant to go to prison for some years. His friend came and said, I will go to prison on his behalf. So, based on someone has served that punishment, they released that politician. His friend went to prison. Why would the devil make me pay for what Jesus has paid for again and again? We should query that. As a man from Niger Delta, you know that if someone has paid something for you and they are trying to make you pay, you can even fight. And every day we allow the devil make us pay for things Jesus has paid for again and again. If you have paid for a land and they tell you to come and pay for it again, you'd even divest. But every day we allow the devil take advantage of us, make us feel that we are useless and we are nobody. Jesus took our place so that we'll take his place. The third one is union with Christ. You know what union is? He brought us into union. So while Jesus was dying, we were inside him. When he died, we died. When he was crucified, he was crucified. We were crucified. So the devil has no basis to make me again accuse me of something I accept. He tells you, the generational curse in your family. Say, I accept, but Jesus pay for it. These things are everything that happen every day. Someone comes and say, Mevina, you will pay me my money. Say, which kind of money are they pay you? Susan, so person paid. Jerry paid the other day. I'm only paid the other day. Make I pay you? What do you take me for? What do you take me for? Something that has been paid for. You should never allow the enemy take you for granted again. You have a right to stand and say, these things, arthritis have been paid for. I refuse to pay for it. Cancer has been paid for. I refuse to pay for it. Hey, Yebala Sakaba. Fibroid has been paid for. I refuse to pay for it. Poverty has been paid for. You won't make me pay for it. Instead, let us go to the judge of the whole earth. The third one. So, what I was saying that he laid us on Christ. We became union with him. Friends, your old life is dead. It was crucified in Christ. Stop crucifying it again. Stop believing in your old life. Majority of us, you see yourself do something bad, you believe in that thing more than you believe in what Jesus has done. Forgetting that that thing you did is because your body has been conditioned to behave like that. And as a believer, you have not been using the word of God to recondition your body and recondition your mind. The fourth thing that Jesus did for us is called exchange. How many of us know what exchange is? I love Voice of the Cross. He took my place and died for me, and died for me. When Anguni was our music director, there is a song Anguni used to sing. Christ did it all. Christ did it all. Get it. Christ did it all. Now I am free. Christ did it all. I've got victory. And most of all, I have eternal life. Christ did it all. Christ did it. He did it all. Christ did it. Many times we sing these songs, they don't mean anything. We just enjoy the rhythm of the song and don't apprehend the meaning. Do you know what exchange means? Do you know what exchange means? He took my shame and I took his glory. So these two people will keep swapping. This person has shame. This person has glory. He took my shame and I took his glory. This person has sin. This person has righteousness. He took my sin and I took his righteousness. This person has death. This person has life. He took my death and I took his life. This person has sicknesses. This person has health. He took my sicknesses and I took his health. This person has oppression. This person has liberty. He took my oppression. I took his liberty. This person has poverty. This person has abundance. He took my poverty, so I will take his abundance. This person has curses. This person has blessings. He took my curses, so I will have this blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, what is left? Just begin to bless this God. Hey, he took the evil that I may take. Don't let the devil make you feel again that you're a prostitute. You're not a prostitute. You're not a runs girl. He took all the evil. Joy, Jesus took all the evil, including all the evil running in your blood that they call blood sickness. They call sickle cell. He took them. All the delay, he took them. He took them. Nothing is left to be taken. He took them. All the evil, he took them and gave me all the good. Let's look at Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hey, I know a God who is faithful. Am I? Faithful and gracious. I am the apple of his eyes, the thoughts that fills his heart every morning, noon, and night. She loved me when I
didn't care. Was patient till I came running back into his arms.
Look how he turned my life around, made me a shining star, his glory to reveal. I will worship him.
Do you understand this song now? So Juliet, that was why I was so excited this morning. I was thinking about these things. I came back today as if I just won. It just dawned on me that I don't have any price to pay again. It's to begin to renew my mind so that what he died for me will begin to be seen, will be invisible in my life. Our Christianity is not something to do. It is who you are. He said, look at this scripture. He said, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus. Have you received him? Have you received him? He says so. Walk is natural. It's organic. The moment you realize that you have received Jesus, you walk in him. We used to be in Adam. So the problems of Adam was following you. Now the problem of Adam is gone. What you now have is the blessings of Jesus. Read the Favor, let's finish it. Favor, let's finish that scripture. He said, rooted. Say, rooted. And built up in him. And established in the faith. Which faith? The faith of what Jesus has done. Be rooted in the fact that he was crucified for you. Know it. Know it upside down. Know it thoroughly. He said, be built up in it. Use it to build up yourself. Be established in the fact that you don't need to walk your righteousness. Your righteousness is given. You don't need to walk your prosperity. You don't need to walk your abundance. You need to renew your beliefs about what you think. He said, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So we are always thanking God for what he has done for us. The reason why our Christianity has been failing is that you have been trying to do what has been done for you. You have been trying to stop yourself from doing the wrong stuff. He said, walk in him. Realize that this thing is available and just enter inside and just begin to walk. Stop trying to create it. It has been created for you. Nathaniel, take my phone. Is Nathaniel going to go to where I bought this phone? Is he going to pay the price again? What will he simply do? The moment Nathaniel tells himself that I don't want to plague him while you, he'll come and collect the phone. Let's close with, thank you so much. Two of you stay with me again. I'll close with this. Two of you stay with me. I want you to understand two aspects of our redemption. The two aspects. Our redemption has two aspects. There is the legal side and the vital side. Or what you call the judicial side and the experiential side. There is the objective side and the subjective side. Don't miss any day. I'm looking at time as we're running. What is the legal side? He's always in the past tense. By his stripes we have been healed. Past tense. That's the legal side. The legal side is what Jesus experienced. The experiential side is what we are now, the effect of what Jesus has done in our life. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh yeah, two of you go and say so you can hear the scripture. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Because many of us have been Christian for years and don't understand anything about Christianity. Friends, look up because of time. What is the legal side? What is the judicial side? Or what I call the objective side? What Christ accomplished, the finished work of Christ, it's more than 2,000. We keep calling it 2,000. I think it's more than 2,000. Maybe 7,000 years ago, whatever it is. If you lead someone to Christ now, die. When you're leading the Christ, say, Pastor Felix, would you like to give your life to Christ? Will Jesus quickly run to the cross and quickly die for Pastor Felix to receive him? No. Jesus has finished it and deposited it in account. All I'm helping Pastor Felix to do is to make withdrawal of that account. Has it happened sometimes? You have money in the bank, you don't know. You think you have 2,000. When you get there, you discover that, I have 2 million here. How do you know? The account officer helped you. Becky, if you forget your signature, I always forget mine. Account officer helps you to show you the signature. Is that not? That's what the word of God and the Holy Spirit is there to do for you. What Jesus has already deposited in your account, you forget it. The word of God shows you. Pastor Felix, listen, salvation has been for you from the day you were born. As you were growing up, Jesus is not dying a fresh death. He already died. The same thing for your prosperity. The same thing for your abundance. The same thing for your healing. You name all the good things. You know, I told you on Sunday that Jesus is the high priest of the good things that are here. All those good things are deposited in account. Finished. Your own job is to make withdrawal. Say, today, I make withdrawal. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Favor, let's give examples of legal side. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. Examples. The legal side, that is the past tense. What Jesus accomplished. One example. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. Please, play that and you play. When I think of your... come and stay with me. When I gaze in... The beat when I go beat now. When I think all that, no, not with that one. I worship you, I worship. No, this one. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness. You know what that, you know what that his loveliness is? This is what I'm describing. That's his loveliness. Now, there are many people, some of you here, someone will care for you, say this person is sweet. Say the person is a sweet soul. What are you describing? The person's acts of love towards you. But Jesus, now everything you didn't deserve, he gave you atapata. He said, I passed on unto you what was important. It's what I was talking. And what had been passed on to me, what is, look at past tense. Go with me, want to go. Christ. Is that past tense? Please talk to everybody. Open your mouth. Christ died for us. Is that present tense or past tense? How did Paul know about it? Just as the scripture said. The next verse. Read everybody. He was buried. Past tense or present tense? Is that past tense or present tense? Talk to me now. Is that past tense or present tense? He was raised from the dead. Is that past tense or present tense? On the third day. Just as the scripture said. In other words, these things, I saw it in the Bible and I believed it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the legal side of your redemption. All these things are in the past tense. Hey. Mama, no, Mamuko. If your daughter deposits money now, when he calls, he says, Mommy, I deposited money last month. Is that past tense or present tense? Is that present tense or past tense? Sometimes someone has wired money to you. You go there, they say the money has not shown. Is that how they say it? What's the accountant? They say the money. It has not reflected, it has not entered. So it's still present, it hasn't happened. But if the money has deposited, is what? Past tense. So what do you do to the money that is deposited? You go there and withdraw. Is healing present tense or past tense?
is prosperity, present tense or past tense. Is abundance, present tense or past tense. Restoration, present tense or past tense. Am I talking to you? Reformation, present tense or past tense. Curing desert places, present tense or past tense. What should you do? Make a withdrawal. Everybody pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Favor, bring this scripture again. Bring this scripture again. Now look at it. Why did he die? Can you find the answer? Jesus died. Why? For our sins. Stop making the devil make you pay. He died for your sin. So you're not supposed to pay for your sin. Verse 4 again. Let's take another scripture. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. I want to show you another past tense. Romans chapter 4, verse. Then I'll show you present tense. We'll start with Romans chapter 4, verse 25. I want you to preach with me. One to go. He was handed over. He was handed over because of firm builders, because of he was raised to do what? All those things, are they present tense or past tense? I can't hear you. If he died for your sin, you're not supposed to be sinning. Why are you sinning? Because you don't even know what is available. Is it that you won't make mistakes? But you will make mistakes, you won't live in it. The moment you fall into mistake, your conscience will cut you immediately. Bah! And as your conscience is cutting you, you are looking for a way to be. Listen, true believers are not looking for a way into sin. They are looking for a way out of sin. Every true believer is keep saying to God. That's why when they play those songs, pull me a little closer, take me a little deeper. You see that you're lifting all your hands. That is your heart desire. Why? Because you are now a new creature. Let's conclude this sermon so we can pray. Let's look at the present tense. What you're supposed to be experiencing now. Great. There is nothing you can do or not do to change what Jesus has done for you. Nothing. Nothing. There's no witch anywhere that can go and make Jesus not to die, because it's only past tense. So let's look at the effect of the death of Jesus in your life that the Holy Spirit and the Word of God are supposed to make available for you. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Are you understanding this scripture? You need to apprehend these things, man. One to go. When? I can't hear you. When? How many years ago did Jesus die? For purpose of illustration, 2,000 years ago. Past tense. When are you not condemned? As each time you wake up, every moment, every day, every night. How many years ago did Jesus die to give you healing? When do you receive your healing? Now. The effect of his death, you are receiving the benefits now. How many years ago did he take out your poverty? When are you supposed to be living in abundance? Everybody clap for Jesus. Let me show you another one. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1. Maybe we can start from verse 13. This is what you're supposed to be enjoying now. Presently, this is what you're supposed to be possessing. Are we going to go together? One to go. He has. And when did he rescue us? When? And when were we transferred? Many years ago. Where are we now? In the kingdom of God. The moment he rescued us, he transferred us. Listen, I want to take this thing from this table and put it on the floor. Now, where is my flask? Now, where is my flask? He has rescued you from the kingdom of darkness. This is you. Kingdom. He rescued you and transferred you. Where are you now? Oh my God. This should make you excited. Where are you now? Somebody said, I'm in Nigeria. Oh my God, Nigeria. There's no light. That's why I preach sometimes. I say, live in your own personal Nigeria. Because the Nigeria you are living in is not everybody's Nigeria. This, you were transferred from the darkness and then put presently. Let's look at the next scripture. Hey, get ready to play for me today. Get ready to play for me. Bring it in New King James. Verse 14. In whom we have. Is that past tense or present tense? We have. Is it past tense or present tense? Now, some of you now fail English. Well. You don't know the difference. Is that past tense? In him we have. When do we have it? When do we have it? When do we have forgiveness of sin? When? Bring it in TPT. This is what you presently possess. But let's read together. One to go. For in the Son, our sins are, we have. What did you pay to have the redemption? What did you pay? Nothing. He paid. Listen to me. You possess now your healing. You possess now. Rise on your feet. When I think of his goodness and of, I'm convinced it's not for your mercy. You know that song. Now, these are things I want you to start understanding. This is the heart of Christianity. This is what Paul spent time talking about in the book of Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians, Colossians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy. This is what he was trying to describe. To describe the works of Jesus and how it affected us. If you don't know this, you'll be a struggling Christian. You can go to a church. They say, charity matter. Say, you can bring 5 stones. If these 5 stones, you don't put it in fire, put it on top of your head, you can't have redemption. You can't do for 5 stones. You go to another church. They say, except we bring 7 eggs and break them in 7 places. Jesus paid for all. Jesus paid for everything. There is nothing that except someone wants to dupe you. They say, go and bring 7 singlets. These 7 singlets, you will lie, lay it on top of a stone that is very hot. And then you will lie on top of that 7 singlet for 7 days. And sun will beat you for 7 days. Then your deliverance will come. They'll tell you that the devil went inside the thick forest to go and lock your destiny so that you won't marry. That's why Jesus came now. Jesus came. In fact, he even showed the key. He said, I am he that was he and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Why I even used to sing it? He that has the key of David, he is worthy. He that opened it. Jesus has opened the grave. When he brought us all of us, he locked it.
Whoa, hallelujah.
So if anybody is telling you that, the person is telling you what has happened in the past, tell the person, so what is the effect of what Jesus has done now? We're going to sing this song. Everybody here, if you don't thank Jesus, I will tell an angel to give you a knock on your head. What did Mama Nofi do for me? Papa Nofi, now Jesus do for me. Oh yeah.
When I think upon your goodness,
song now.
these songs were written by Nathaniel Bassey. He was talking about his revelation. Based on your own revelation now of what God has done, lift up your own, from your own revelation, with all the accompanied attitude from your own revelation. We just sang Nathaniel Bassey's revelation. What is your own revelation, Becky? Based on Nathaniel Bassey described what Jesus did for him. You, what did Jesus do for you? Describe your own now. What have I done for you to love me like this? Why would you love me like this, Seth? Why would you love me like this? How can you love me like this? What have I done to deserve such love? On your own. Firm builders, from that attitude, from that place of gratitude, from that place of listen, look at what he actually did. So sin is not my problem. My old man is not actually my problem. It's understanding of what Jesus has done and growing faith in it. Poverty is not my problem. Favor, I don't even need to pray to be rich. It's a prayer of ignorance. Jesus took your place so you can take his place. Push the communion cloth. So you can't be praising, you can't be doing God, you can't be styling for Jesus. Because if not for him, you can't even stand. You can't be styling for him. You can't be embarrassed to behave like Ella, to behave like Ofure and Elose before God. You can't style anymore. If the Spirit is making you lie down, lie down. If he's making you run around like a child, you can't style for him. You can't say, I am too ashamed. And people will laugh at me when no, you can't be too ashamed. Because when he went to the cross, he wasn't ashamed of you.
I am always like you are the one.
Sing it again. When I was a wasteland, you are the water.
When I am a wasteland,
you are the water.
You are the
remember,
water.
We exchanged. When I am the winter,
when I am the winter,
you are the fire that burns.
You are the fire.
We exchanged. Winter is very cold. You can't stand for him.
When I am a desert, you are the river. Desert. So find me.
I love this part.
What have I done to deserve love like this?
I cannot earn what you sow.
confidence. So the next time you see someone who is going astray and refuse to talk to the person about Jesus, salvation nyafu is throwing away. The next time you see a runs girl, the next time you see someone backsliding, you see why I don't give up on people. Because what Jesus died for is so much that we can't finish it today. We can't finish it tomorrow. So you shouldn't drop your own. Don't drop the ball. The next time you see someone who is going astray, the next time you see someone who is not born again, based on this, hey, this thing is there. You need to come and come. That's what you're saying to the person. You're saying, hey, Sophia, you're saying, come, come, come. You don't know what has happened. Everything you deserve, he took it. Come and take. It'd be like, with that time during election, one day I was at home. One of my daughters said, come, come, come. They are sharing money. They are sharing money and clothes on so, so, and so, and so place. I say, where? He said, hey, I'm phoning so many people to come. Some of us, bigger. You see, some of you are saying, network marketing. Some of you, the way you market it. Some of you marketed, the way you marketed COVID-19, you have never marketed Jesus like that. The way you marketed, that is, you pay one, you collect two. What's that thing? You pay one, you collect two. Ponzi scheme. MMM. You became an evangelist overnight. He said, when you take one, they give you two. You take five, they give. Look at how many things Jesus has in store for you now that you have never told anybody that these things are available. A prostitute does not need to buy her salvation. Don't think that where she go start is not your. Show her Jesus. Jesus will show her where to start. Is it a ritualist? Is it a native doctor? Those of us, you think that they are the worst sinners on earth. Don't bother how they will start. It's not your job. Salvation has been paid for them. This month, we say every week we must win soul. Every week, because he's there. Go to the hospital and tell the people in the hospital that healing is provided. Hey, tell the poor you don't have to remain poor. Tell the sick there is healing for you because of the love of Jesus. Jesus loves you so much. You must love one another. Lift your hands and bless him. We're going to go to the communion. We're going to go to the communion. The second part.
Breaking the silence, you say there's a treasure. You look at the fight, you search to find me. What have I done?
Want you to begin to make withdrawal. This is our month of abundance based living and thinking. Begin to make withdrawal everywhere you have seen lack, whether in your life, whether you in your pocket, in your nation. Begin to make withdrawal. Lord, today I'm not asking you to give me money, but I now begin to withdraw from my account of abundance. Lord, I withdraw. Where you remove shame, I withdraw glory. Where you removed poverty, I withdraw abundance. Where you removed sickness, I withdraw health. Begin to pray like that. And I begin to release health to people around me in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.